Para aktivis kampanye pernikahan sesama jenis merayakan kemenangan suara ya dalam mendukung legalisasi pernikahan sesama jenis melalui survei pos sukarela yang dilaksanakan oleh pemerintah. Sementara mereka merayakan kemenangan besar yang diraih setelah puluhan tahun dilakukannya kampanye untuk mengubah hukum pernikahan ini, beberapa lainnya lebih bersikap waspada. Seperti yang disampaikan oleh Omar Dabbagh dan Greg Diet berikut ini pendengar, para aktivis kampanye tidak menggarisbawahi fakta bahwa voting melalui pos menunjukkan lebih dari 1 dari 3 warga Australia tidak menginginkan adanya pernikahan sesama jenis. Berikut ini rangkumannya.
Yes responses, 7,817,000. 61.6%.
Demikianlah kalimat yang menjadi tanda dimulainya perayaan di Prince Albert Park di Sydney, ketika kerumunan orang mendengarkan pengumuman langsung dari pihak Badan Statistik Australia. Salah satu tokoh terkemuka dari kampanye ya, perenang juara Olimpiade Ian Thorpe, berharap agar hasil ini membantu generasi berikutnya dari kaum muda LGBTI Australia yang mungkin mengalami pergumulan dengan seksualitasnya. Sama juga seperti yang dialaminya selama bertahun-tahun sebelum akhirnya terbuka pada publik bahwa dirinya adalah seorang pria gay.
For me, knowing that back when I was younger, when I struggled with my own sexual identity, most certainly would have helped, and I know how much it's going to help future generations of Australians. That should spell it out loud and clear to our politicians. And I think that any of them on either sides of politics, if they play around with this issue any longer, it's going to be at their own peril.
Nam Phan dan Benjamin Oh telah bersama-sama selama 13 tahun dan mereka memiliki seorang anak perempuan berusia 7 tahun bernama Anne. Kini mereka tinggal selangkah lagi untuk boleh menikah secara hukum. Ben menangis saat pengumuman tersebut disampaikan sambil memeluk pasangan dan anaknya.
I think it means that Australia have chosen to be a kinder society. It's chosen love over fear and hate. I mean, against all odds. I mean, this entire process was constructed and wanted by people who do not want us to be equal. Yet against all that odds, Australia has voted resoundingly against it. Now it's a time of reflection, but also a time to heal and a time to reach out to one another to say that, you know, let's build a kinder country without any more discrimination.
CEO dari Qantas, Alan Joyce, merupakan salah satu dari beberapa pimpinan eksekutif terkemuka yang secara aktif mengkampanyekan pilihan suara ya.
It's an amazing occasion and it makes you very proud to be an Australian today. I think what this shows is that Australians really do represent a fair go. They really do and send a message about love and commitment. They really are sending a message to our politicians. You should have done this, but we've now done it. We voted in overwhelming numbers to show our support for this. Get on and do your job.
Sementara itu, Uskup Agung Anglikan New South Wales, Glenn Davies, menerima bahwa politisi harus menghormati pandangan dari sebagian masyarakat, namun menyampaikan bahwa mereka juga harus memperhatikan bahwa lebih dari 1 dari 3 warga Australia memilih tidak.
We accept the fact that the Parliament should legislate for same-sex marriage as the majority will of the people. More than 1 in 3 Australians don't want same-sex marriage. And what we need to realise is that whatever the Parliament does, they need to care for all Australians, not just the 61.6% of people who voted in one direction. It's less than 2/3 of Australian population. Therefore, we need to protect what I have been saying over the months, freedom of speech, freedom of conscience, and freedom of religion.
Pelobi isu Kristiani Australia, Lyle Shelton, mengatakan dirinya menerima keinginan masyarakat.
While ever there's freedom of speech, and while ever there's so many people who have been animated by this campaign, they will want to keep trying to persuade their fellow Australians to win this back over time. Now, that could take years or decades, but I think there's millions of Australians who still believe that marriage is between one man and one woman, and that is a public good. And there may be a time in the future where we can persuade our fellow Australians to that position once again.
Sementara itu, Peter Dokas dari Federasi Dewan Komunitas Etnis Australia menyampaikan bahwa bagi banyak komunitas multikultural masih terdapat stigma ketakutan terkait dengan debat mengenai isu ini. Dirinya mengatakan bahwa organisasinya berupaya untuk menyampaikan bagaimana pernikahan sesama jenis ini akan ikut mempengaruhi kelompok masyarakat mereka, serta bagaimana isu ini akan mempengaruhi kebebasan beragama.
I mean, I think part of it is that there is an inherent conservatism within some ethnic communities, but I believe it's just as relevant on a generational level. Immigrants themselves are often socially conservative. Their kids and their kids are increasingly, as integration becomes more prevalent within a community, are often much more in tune to the zeitgeist at any one given time. It has to do with communication. I think it has to do with how the debate was framed by ethnic communities and how it was framed to those people that cast their votes.